Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPa11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Joined by the man himself, Joe Caparoso, Badlands, founder of TOJ, now Badlands / TOJ. How are we doing today, Joe?
I'm doing well. I'm always happy to be on the Mothership show. You know that. Always appreciate you holding it down.
It's been a good time. We got a lot of exciting stuff coming up this summer, a lot of Jets players coming on. So make sure you guys are tuned in for that. Badlands docu-series dropping tomorrow. I believe Danny Kelly, you, Connor, some other stuff for the offensive draft picks and things like that. So make sure you tune in for that deep dive and the site change. Going to do a fun episode today. We're not going to really cover anything for mini camp. We've already covered that, beating Fat Mekhi Becton into the ground and how Zach Wilson looked. We're going to do two fun things. One, I posed this question earlier on Twitter. Jets Mount Rushmore, right? I think most, the Yankees Mount Rushmore and the Packers and teams like that have a pretty clear Mount Rushmore, but the Jets one's a little weird because you actually could kind of make the case for probably 9 or 10 guys. I think Namath, Curtis, probably Revis and like Klecko or Maynard are the guys that are kind of the known all-time Jets Mount Rushmore. But if we had to go your lifetime, your fandom, your time covering the team, who would your Mount Rushmore be? And is there anybody else that gets left off the consensus Mount Rushmore that you think should deserve some consideration?
I mean, if it's just my lifetime and sort of the vacuum of the team, I kind of count my fandom as starting basically like the year or two before they brought Parcells in. So coming right in at the bottom, like 3-13, 1-15, then starting to climb out with Parcells. I think unquestionably, Curtis Martin and Darrell Revis have to be the first two people on it. I think I consider Curtis Martin the holistic greatest Jet of all time. I think Namath was the most important Jet. He's the most well-known Jet. He won the Super Bowl. But in terms of actual on-field production and an off-field ambassador for the team, Martin has my top spot with Namath pretty close behind. Revis is the best actual overall player, but he, of course, won a Super Bowl with New England. He bounced around, played with Tampa and Kansas City as well. From a pure on-field ability, I think he's the best player, period. So he has to be there. So those two, I think, are kind of no-brainers. I think when you get beyond that and you think through what has really been the most memorable stretches or success or from those teams or had based on like longest tenure, it's really hard. I think probably I skew towards Nick Mangold needing to be on there, considering his tenure and considering he spanned across a Mangini playoff year, the Favre year, the Rex runs, and then was even there with that, fun 2015 team and just has sort of an anchor and a centerpiece of the offensive line, a recognizable face, a first round pick who was great from year one. I think he probably gets there if you're thinking of like Jets from the past, 27 years or so. He comes up top of mind to me. I'm really trying to press myself here to make sure I don't forget someone in the early part of this tenure. Because you look around the, 98 team, I don't think Keyshawn was here long enough. I think most people would probably say Kerbet, and I think he has a fair claim to that spot just because it's not necessarily the on-field production, but the story and kind of being ahead of the slot receiver curve and being just sort of well-known and having that great story. I don't begrudge anyone from including him in that list. Personally, I was a bigger fan of Coles and Cotry, but that's a personal taste. And they had, I think, just as productive, Jet careers with as many big moments, but it's hard, I think, probably to put any of those guys on. I think David Harris probably has a good case, similar to Mangold, tenure, centerpiece of defense, span multiple like Jet generations, and obviously, you know, a ring of honor guy. So I probably end up going Harris if we're just staying to the, you know, sort of the recent era. Obviously, if you go back deeper, you're going to talk about Klecko and Gastineau and Namath, and there's a lot of other names in there who are going to get recognition. But that's kind of how I would think about, you know, think about the Rushmore. And I think, like you said, you can make a fair case once you get beyond, I would say even beyond Revis, Martin, and Mangold. I think that fourth spot, Keyshawn, Kerbet, Coles, Harris, there's other names you could probably even really squeeze in there. Pennington, Testaverde, that meant that much holistically to the franchise.
So this is the name that I think is funny that never gets brought up, and he is in the Hall of Fame and the Jets Ring of Honor, is Kevin Mawai. Low-key should be on there purely based on he was a better center all time than Mangold, in my opinion. But I know he left and they let him walk to the Titans. So I know that's like the Mangold one is because he played his whole career with the Jets. So like it's a little bit different, similar to, you know, Lavernius Coles and Cotri, and these guys were more productive than Wayne Corbett were all time. It's just Wayne was a Jet his whole career. One name that I think it's funny to think about, or DeBrickashaw Ferguson, I guess. It's kind of weird just because three guys you could argue that are all going the Ring of Honor this year could all be on there post, you know, Parcells to present Mount Rushmore. Jamal Adams probably would have found himself in the Jets Mount Rushmore if he plays here another 4 or 5 years, which is just crazy to think about. Like, he should be on there because of what he's netted the Jets back in a trade. But he was, I think, two of the first three seasons, he was an All-Pro. So, like, that trajectory, he would have, you know, been a guy that if he was a 5 or 6 time All-Pro, like, he's ending up on the Mount Rushmore. In a more fun sense, this is kind of the jux of the episode, is going to be me and Joe are going to draft a 22-man roster. We're each going to draft one of 1995 to present, how they performed on the Jets in terms of how we draft. So, like, if I'm drafting, for example, I wouldn't draft Ed Reed because it wasn't Ed Reed on the Ravens. It was, you know, bad Ed Reed on the Jets, or something of that nature. You know, I'm trying to think of another. I'm not drafting LaDainian Tomlinson for his Charger days. So I'm going to give you the first pick, and then we'll, I guess, go one, and then I'll go 2, 3, and then you go 4, 5. We'll do it that way. I'm going to take notes here. I'm going to post this big board. Any position, any player you can take first. You're building a roster. They have to win one football game. That'll be my should we do it as a season or should we do it as one football game? All right. So one football game, best 22-man Jets roster wins. We'll have a
What's the cutoff year on what year they had to be?
1995. Okay. I think right, or I guess, yeah, maybe 96, because we'll just do like Parcells to present, right? Because I feel like it's just easier. There's wasn't 95, then they go like 1-16 or 1-15, so maybe we don't want anyone from that roster, but I'll let you go first, win one football game, and I'll let everyone vote on this after. We'll make it a fun thing, but you'll go first and then we'll go after that.
Revis has to be the first pick. Right. But I think he won football game, 101 corner, he's the first pick, slam dunk.
All right, so Joe went Revis. I'll go back-to-back here. Speaking of guys we just talked about, I'll go Martin and Mawai. So I'll go, yep, we'll go Mawai and Martin here. I'm going to, you know.
On that running game.
Bail through the run. You know, that's what go throwback to the old days.
This next one that I have two now?
Yeah, I think you have two. We'll do it that way. You have two in a row.
I am, and if we're winning one game and we're talking about production on the Jets, I think the single best receiver season in Jets history was from Brandon Marshall in 2015.
He's going to do it.
It's going to be Brandon Marshall and his 14 touchdowns and 1,500 yards and catching everything within anywhere near his catch radius for whoever the quarterback ends up being here.
Now I literally have no one to get open or to cover either of your guys, so I'm probably screwed.
Exactly. So then if you already took Mawai, I will take Mangold to anchor my offensive line.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go next. I got two picks. I'm going to go John Abraham and I'm going to go, this is going to be I don't know what to do here. I want to go corner, but like they all kind of are bunched together. I'll go Chad Pennington's my next pick. Knowing I need to have some type of play action game if I want Martin Mawai. So I'm going to go Chad and John Abraham as my next two.
Well, at the risk of not being left without a quarterback, I'm going to take Testaverde next. I have a quarterback.
See, I feel like I probably should have taken Vinny because his season was technically better.
Higher ceiling with the arm strength, definitely. and I'll get my left tackle with Brick.
All right, there we go. That's not bad. Brick here. All right. I got a running back, got a center, an edge, and a quarterback. I'm going to go Keyshawn and Coles back-to-back here.
Brutal.
Yeah. I wanted to go Santana Moss, but I feel like Coles might be has the chemistry with Chad. You know, you gotta just go with it.
I gotta start getting some semblance of a defense together now. So let me get Ellis and Harris. So I got my defensive end. I got my linebacker.
Sean Ellis is quite literally the nicest human being I've ever met in my entire life. Not sure how he played defensive end for a decade because that guy is a nut job. Let's see. I'm going to go. These are going to be two controversial picks, and I'm definitely taking these guys way too early. I'm going to go Jamal Adams, and I'm going to go Chris Jenkins, 2008 Chris Jenkins.
Wow.
Is it going to wreak havoc on this team?
That's a good
It's just one. Like, I know they're not like, you know, beloved Jets, but they were very few of the all-pro Jets the last 25 years.
I'm going to take, because I want to have a good pass rush, because I always preach the Jets having a pass rush. And again, not a popular one, but 2015, and I think was it 2013, Muhammad Wilkerson. I'll get him up on the pass rush with Ellis, and then I will get Santana Moss to go with Brandon Marshall at receiver.
This would be fun now. We got Elijah and Garrett Wilson, you know, maybe. So for through the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or so rounds, Joe's team so far is Darrelle Revis, 2015 Brandon Marshall, Nick Mangold in any of this prime years, Vinny Testaverde in 98, I assume, not 99, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Sean Ellis, David Harris, Mo Wilkerson, Santana Moss. Through the first 5 or 6, I am Curtis Martin, Kevin Mawai, John Abraham, Chad Pennington, Keyshawn, Lavernius Coles, Jamal Adams, Chris Jenkins. I'm going to go another couple of weird picks, I guess, here. I'm going to go Mo Lewis and Marvin Jones here to build my linebacker core. I heavily considered – the problem is, like, C.J. Mosley is probably more talented than all these guys, but he's obviously not, you know, prime C.J. Mosley. And I'm not going to give Bart Scott the glory of going in the top 6 rounds here. So you are on the clock next.
I'm going to get my running back and Thomas Jones.
Oh, that's a
get good back on. There. And then, God, I'm going to get Alan Faneca and just have a dominant offensive line.
I was kind of hoping you were going to forget about Faneca.
Never.
Tackle wise, this is like, they've not had good tackles. Jesus Christ. All right. Running back wise, I got running back out receivers. Ooh, I'm going to screw you over on this one. The only probably good Jets tight end in the last 25 years. I'm going Dustin Keller here.
Brutal.
Even though kind of not that great at tight end either. and then I'll go Antonio Cromartie. I'm not sure. I was kind of debating the Aaron Glenn to the world, but I feel like Cromartie's ceiling, one football game, you know, maybe returns a kick or something like that. We'll go with him. We'll go with him there.
I'm going to do back-to-back defensive additions and get Jonathan Vilma to go with Harris, the linebacker. I think that, and then I'll get Aaron Glenn to be my corner with Revis.
I'm not going to be able to throw the ball. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You've 13 so far. We've got 9. You've got 9 to go. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So pick 13 for me. I'm going to go.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi. People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Tough. This is just, they have really bad. I'm gonna go Brandon Moore. As much as Brandon Moore got some heat because of Mark Sanchez, I do think he was a very quality guard. And then I'm gonna go Damian Woody, right tackle.
Yeah, my best
I was like, I can't think of any good tackles they've had. And then I forgot because Damian Woody tore his Achilles, but we forget he was very good, obviously, in 08 and 09. You are up picks 14 and 15 of your roster.
I am going to, and I don't know if he technically, I'm trying to remember which side he played on, but he was good enough where I need another tackle. So I'm taking Jason Pabini to be my right tackle.
That was who I was going to take.
I think he's like the only other option here. And then,
yeah, or Jumbo Elliott, right? I guess he's the only.
I don't have a safety on the roster, so I'm going to get Kerry Rhodes to be my free safety.
Taking all the TOJ pod guests. I will go. I've got Jamal Adams. Kerry Rhodes would have made sense. I want to go Eric Coleman because he's friend of the show and workout buddy for me. But I'm going to go Jim Leonard because I need someone that can actually play center field. And Jamal Adams is not a special player when it comes to that. I'm going to go left tackle. I guess I have to, can Jumbo, does Jumbo Elliott even count? Like, was he even good?
Great question.
I don't even know if he was good. I'll just go Jumbo Elliott because I don't really have an option to tackle. I can move Damian to left tackle and him to right tackle, I guess. I guess actually technically this is a 25-man roster. We'll go kicker and punter to make it fun. That one will be quick at the end. You have, I believe, you've picked 15 or 16 so far. Yeah.
I'm going to get Victor Green as my other safety.
Ooh, that was a T. No.
I need another defensive lineman to go with Elliott.
It's crazy how thin some of these positions are. Like, you take one guy and you're screwed.
I'll take Jason Ferguson as my nose tackle.
Ooh.
Deep cut.
All right. I got my two linebackers. I guess depends on – I'm playing a 3-4, so – because obviously – John Abraham, Marvin Jones, Mo Lewis as linebackers. They've had such bad edge players. My God.
I'm playing a 4-3. You play a 3-4 all you want.
I'm only playing a 3-4 because Chris, I don't think Chris Jenkins would survive 10 snaps in a 4-3, unfortunately. I guess we can play 4-3. We'll go with it. What do I need right now? I definitely am missing something. I want tight end. I've got two receivers. I'll go with third receiver. Got Keyshawn and Coles. I'll go Kerbet here. I'll give myself a slot guy. Hopefully he doesn't get concussed during this. That'd be ideal. And then there's not a lot of good name. I'm gonna go Leonard Williams here. He did make a Pro Bowl.
Wow.
I need another defensive lineman. So I got Abraham Williams and Chris Jenkins to anchor that defensive line. Just go back through here. Make sure you have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 guys. You are nearing the end here. You've got 5 spots left on the regular roster before we finish with specials and, you know, and go through who a team we think is best.
I'm going to get Richie Anderson. Because I am going to draft him back because of his versatility.
God damn it.
Got to get it in there.
I thought I was going to sneak on and be my last pick.
And then I got to round out my linebacker group to go with Vilma and Harris. And
that's a damn good group.
If I'm playing a 4-3, I'm trying to think of the right guy to slot in here. Maybe I'll go – I think I'm going to go Sam Cowart. who was actually pretty good for them for a year or two. It's either him or Brian Cox. I'm sure I'm forgetting another linebacker who's been decent.
Kind of Bart Scott and Mosley as of recent, and then
I thought you would take. Actually, if you haven't taken Mosley, I'm taking.
Yeah, Mosley. I haven't taken Mosley. All right, fine. Yeah, I was gonna take him, and then I got all sentimental and was like, "This guy ruined Joe Bledsoe." I cannot go fullback, I guess, or maybe I can. Offensive line wise, I got a center, both tackles, and a guard. I'm gonna go left guard. Wow, they have some of these. There's some lack of talent, to say the least, in some of these spots. This is going to be a very controversial one. I'm just going to go with AVT because I just feel like maybe, you know, maybe he's one of those games where he's a road grader. And I know it's way too early to take AVT, but I'm just going to do it anyways. What am I missing here? I got quarterback, running back, I got receivers, tight end. I got all five offensive linemen, I think. And then defensively, I think I'm missing a defensive lineman. Oh God, this group sucks. Yeah, this is honestly, like, I thought we were going to have like too many people. And now that I'm getting through it, it's pretty ugly. All the mid 2000s Jets picks, I'm not taking Sheldon Richardson. I can't live with myself and do that. Wow. This is brutal. I don't even know who to take right now.
It's good. It's giving me time to skip ahead and figure out
how
to.
I know. I'm going to try to think about. All right. Oh, no, I got a good one. I'm not going to do this to you because I know he's your guy. I'm not taking Calvin Pace here because he doesn't fit my system. Perfect. I'm between Snacks Harrison and Brian Thomas was a bust. I'm going to go Snacks Harrison here. I'm just going to clog the middle of your team and have Chris Jenkins and Snacks in a 4-3. And see if, like, I can just – and Leonard Williams and just be the best run defense team ever in typical Jets fashion.
I am going to finish my offensive line with Pete Kendall, who was really good for a couple of years while he was here. So I got Pete Kendall and Faneca at guard to go with Mangold at center. I mean,
that's – Yeah, you're working me in that. Your offensive line is far better than mine.
And I believe all I have left to need is technically a tight end and one more defensive lineman. So I have to actually draft a tight end. I think I will have to go with Anthony Becht here. If we're going, since Keller's already off the board. So I've Becht and Richie Anderson kind of moving around. And I think that's it for me.
Yeah, because you have one pick at the end. Yeah. I'm just going to go through my team right now so I don't miss anybody. Running back, center, edge, quarterback, receiver, safety, D-line, linebackers, tight end, corner. I think I'm missing a corner, actually. Guard, tackle.
You only got Crow.
Yeah. All right. So corner-wise, I don't know who I want. This is another position where it's like Kyle Wilson, anybody? No, I'm not going to do that to myself either. Oh, dude, how did I miss this? 2004 Ty Law with 10 interceptions. Get on my team right now. I was going to go, be maybe Alito Shepard or Ray Mickens sighting or Donnie Abraham, but I'll go Ty Law in 2004.
Oh, yeah, like 12 interceptions.
Yeah. I had breakfast with Ty Law before a game where he had like two interceptions as a kid. And I asked him for his autograph 16 times. And he's like, "You got to stop asking me for my autograph. Like, I've already signed 300 things for you." I think, what else am I missing? I'm missing one other thing here. I have both safeties. I got two corners. I got three linebackers. Or do I not have three linebackers? I bet you I don't have three linebackers. Yep, that's why. Last linebacker, I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to take Calvin Pace here and just play with the most over absurdly heavy defense of all time. And I think that should be my 22. And then you have one more pick here, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Right? You got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21. Yeah, you have 21 guys so far. I don't know who you're missing, but
I'm missing a D lineman, and I'm going to take Sheldon Richardson to finish it out. So I go, that means I got Sheldon, Jason Ferguson, Ellis, and Wilkerson up front. For the fourth.
Here's a little more nimble than mine. We'll go through the picks here. Actually, we'll finish it out. I got two picks back to back for specialist. I'm going a combo of I'm going to go Brad Smith as my returner. As much as I want to go Joe McKnight, the GOAT, I'm going to go Brad Smith here. Future TOJ pod guest, by the way. Haven't announced that one yet, so that'll be cool. And then I'm going to go John Hall here. And it's purely based on nostalgia. I feel like he was actually probably terrible, but he has had the cool helmet. So I'm going to go John Hall here as my kicker.
I will take Nick Folk as my kicker, and I will take Leon Washington.
That was a great pick. I don't know why I just did that. That's elite. We both have like gadget players. Punter wise, I'm going to go with the absolute GOAT, Tom Tupa, because
you play backup quarterback.
So. Yeah, why not? He's more touchdowns against the Patriots than Sam Darnold does. I guess you can finish with your punter and then we'll recap the teams.
Just to spite Braden Mann, I'm taking Thomas Morstead.
Oh my God.
For his half season of greatness.
Mike Westhoff is ecstatic. You just crapped on Braden Mann. He is not a fan in any way, shape, or form. Recapping the draft here. I'm terrible at reading for anyone that knows me, so I'm gonna try here. Joe's picks were Darrell Revis, 1 overall. Then went Brandon Marshall, Nick Mangold, Vinny Testaverde, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Sean Ellis, David Harris, Mo Wilkerson, Santana Moss, Thomas Jones, Alan Faneca, Jonathan Vilma, Aaron Glenn, Jason Fabini, Kerry Rhodes, Victor Green, Jason Ferguson, Richie Anderson, CJ Mosley, Pete Kendall, and Anthony Becht, Sheldon Richardson, and capping it off with Nick Folk, Leon Washington, and Thomas Morstead. My team is Curtis Martin, Kevin Mawai, John Abraham, Chad Pennington, Keyshawn, Lavernius Coles, Jamal Adams, Chris Jenkins, Mo Lewis, Marvin Jones, Dustin Keller, Antonio Cromartie, Brandon Moore, Damian Woody, Jim Leonard, Jumbo Elliott. Oh, the pick is terrible. Wayne Corbett, Leonard Williams, AVT, Snacks, Ty Law, Calvin Pace, Brad Smith, John Hall, and Tom Tupa. On the face of it, how much of an advantage do you feel like you have because my defense is all guys over 300 pounds?
It's an interesting matchup, and I'm curious to see how the fans, you know, sort of vote this out. It was quite a jog in the memory to go through. It's two very different teams built in different ways, but I got to feel good about Testaverde bombing it up to Brandon Marshall and Santana Moss with Thomas Jones, Leon Washington, and Richie Anderson still moving around as options. So I feel good. I think I'm -3.5 if we match up.
I think you are too. And I think my biggest disadvantage is that, like, if we get a Chad game where his arm doesn't work for some reason or it's windy at all, I'm screwed because my offensive line's not great and my team is built against for the run. So contrary to me hating running the football, I'm not sure why I drafted that way. I will say you have no chance throwing the football because I have three of the most ridiculous run defenders in the NFL, frankly, the last 20 years. Unfortunately, Calvin Pace playing stand-up outside linebacker sounds like a terrible time for me. So we will put this out and to a vote. We'll see. You know, I'll do this, and then maybe we'll get it in simulation. My brother's, you know, put this into Mac. See if we can simulate it.
I'm also drafting. I get to wear the white throwback Titans jersey, right,
and then so. I'm wearing the 80s and 90 or whatever, the co-tight those co-tight jacket jerseys, which
there it is.
I have it's not a insight. There is they're going to have other jerseys this year. I'm just not 100% positive on what they will be, so get excited for that. Like I mentioned, obviously a bit of a fun episode here, a quick 20-25 minutes coming up on the show. We'll have some kind of start breaking down some of the position groups over the summer, matchups to watch, position groups to watch. I'll have that. I have a bunch of the Jets D-line that'll be coming on the pod amongst other players. There may be a coach interview that'll be upcoming. I'm still trying to wait and get the okay on that. So I don't want to talk too much through that. Badlands, you got the deep dive coming out. We've got some exciting sponsorships both on TOJ pod and Badlands coming up August 22nd, bookmark in your calendar. There'll be more details to follow. Joe, anything else on Badlands you want to plug before this episode comes out, you know, with stuff tomorrow?
No, just check out the deep dive episode. We're going to focus on the offensive draft picks, talking to Danny Kelly and Josh Norris, along with Connor and I. Should be about an hour. Diving into all of that. We'll have our normal episode next week. We're also dropping a little surprise video cut that should be out before 4th of July that we're excited about. We're just organizing some details on that, and then we'll be announcing a partnership that spans Badlands and TOJ for the upcoming season at some point in early July. So a lot of exciting stuff on the way.
Yeah, awesome stuff. As always, make sure you guys, when you this guy episode comes out and you guys see the graphic, please vote. I'm very curious how this is going to shake out. And Joe, appreciate you taking the time, and talk to you guys next week.